Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mayor's Defense Trust returns $22,000 in improper donations. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for sunny skies in New York City with a high near 61 and a low near 50. Before today's top story, Columbia University on edge amid growing concern about safety and anti-Semitic rhetoric on a campus rocked by protests and encampments made all class remote Monday, the first night of Passover. The university president announced overnight that the goal is to de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Columbia had previously said remote learning would be an option for students who requested accommodations before changing course and going all remote for Monday. The announcement comes 4 days after the NYPD, at the university's request, cleared the encampments on the South Lawn and took more than 100 students into custody. All but a handful were issued summonses for trespassing. The encampment returned on Sunday, just yards away from the site of the original tents, after protesters for 3 nights had been sleeping on the grass without any sort of shelter. Governor Hochul on Monday met with city and university officials and Columbia students to discuss balancing public safety with people's right to peacefully assemble and have freedom of speech. And Mayor Adams' office has confirmed that City Hall Chief of Staff Camille Joseph Varlak is the administration's extreme weather coordinator, ending months of mystery over who's running the top storm response post. The mayor's team relayed Varlak's new assignment in a communication to City Controller Brad Lander's office last month, according to a new audit from Lander's office released Monday. Lander's audit, which scrutinizes the Adams administration's response to September's tropical storm Ophelia, doesn't make clear when Varlak started acting in the coordinator role, which was created by former Mayor Bill de Blasio in 2021 in the wake of deadly flash floods in the city caused by remnants of Hurricane Ida. The controller's audit says the mayor hadn't appointed anyone to the extreme weather coordinator job when Ophelia caused severe flash floods across the five boroughs on September 29, 2023. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. In the first 3 months of this year, Mayor Adams' Legal Defense Trust received $22,462 in prohibited donations from a corporate entity and 10 individuals with city government business interests, according to a Daily News review of finance disclosures. All 11 donations were returned in compliance with the law, Vito Pitta, a lawyer for Adams Trust, said. The fund has spent $81,300 of the $1.2 million raised so far on vetting services is meant to ensure contributions don't violate any rules filings released last week's show. Defense trusts can face fines under city ethics law for accepting illegal donations. However, City Conflicts of Interest Board Executive Director Carolyn Miller, whose agency polices legal defense law, noted trusts can generally avoid punishment if they return illegal donations within 20 days of receiving them. Pitta said all of the 11 donations reviewed by the news were returned within 20 days of receipt and that the vetting process it uses was approved by COIB. But a prominent government watchdog says the returns, which came after the trust gave back another set of similarly illicit contributions earlier this year, point to a problem with the underlying system. Adams Defense Trust earlier this year said it was giving back 3 donations from other contributors who set off doing business concerns. And though it eventually returned them, Adams' 2021 Transition Committee was fined $5,000 last year for accepting 5 illegal donations from individuals with city business dealings. Adams launched his trust in November to raise money for legal fees and other costs he incurs as part of a federal investigation into allegations that Turkey's government pumped illegal foreign cash into his 2021 campaign. Adams, who hasn't been accused of wrongdoing, created the trust days after FBI agents seized his cell phones and raided the homes of his top campaign fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, and Rana Abbasova, a city hall aide who used to serve as his liaison to the local Turkish community. the donation vetting services Adams Trust has spent $81,300 on so far have been performed by two private detective firms, Artists Group and Bo Dietl & Associates, the new filings show. The trust fired the Dietl firm Wednesday, though, after its owner, Adams' pal Bo Dietl, berated reporters from the News and Politico when asked about his work. Adams Trust owners must sign an affirmation promising they aren't listed in the Doing Business database or exist as a corporate entity. Pitta said the donors behind the 11 contributions uncovered by the News all signed such affirmations. It's unclear if they were aware they couldn't legally donate. The donors include Option One Title Agency and LLC Incorporated in Queens this past August, which contributed $202 to Adams Defense Fund on February 18th. State records list no individuals as being connected to the company. Pitta said the trust returned Option One's donation on February 19th. Between March 15th and 18th, $17,500 was donated from four members of a family that runs Blake Partners, a real estate investment firm specializing in undervalued real estate, its website says. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.